Unit 11. Getting Around. Page 76. 2. Asking for directions. 1.
Excuse me. Could you help me?
Sorry?
Do you know if this is the way to the Gagosian?
I'm sorry. What's that?
The Gagosian. It's an art gallery.
I've no idea.
Sorry?
I'm sorry. I'm not from round here myself. I don't really know the area. Ask this guy here. Hey, excuse me, mate.
Yes?
Do you know a place round here called... Sorry, what was it called again?
The Gagosian.
It's a gallery.
Oh, right. Yes, I think I know the place. It's down there somewhere. Down past the park, but I'm not sure whereabouts exactly.
Sorry.
I'm not sure where it is exactly, but it's down there somewhere. Follow the signs to Hall Green. Just keep going straight on down this road. Straight on until you get to a park. It's around there somewhere. Ask someone else when you get there.
Okay. Thank you very much.
No problem. I hope you find it.
Unit 11, page 76. 3. Pronunciation. Sentence stress. 1.
Excuse me, could you help me? 2. I'm looking for a gallery called the Gagosian.
3.
Do you know if this is the way to the Gagosian?
4.
I'm sorry, I'm not from round here myself.
5.
I don't really know the area.
6.
Ask this lady here.
7.
It's down there somewhere.
8.
It's just past the bridge on the right.
9.
Follow the signs to the city centre.
10.
Just keep going straight on down this road until you get to some traffic lights. Then turn right.
Eleven.
It's along that road on your left. You can't miss it.
12.
Ask someone else when you get there.
11, page 77. 5. Asking for directions. 2.
Excuse me. Could you help me? I'm looking for a gallery called the Gagosian.
The Gagosian?
Yes. Do you know it?
Yes, but it's miles away. Oh.
But someone told me it's near the park.
No, honestly. It's near Oxford Circus. I've been there.
Where is it?
Oxford Circus.
Ah, Oxford Circus. Yes, yes. Is it near here? Can we walk there?
No, as I say, it's miles away. You're best taking a bus. Go down there until you get to the traffic lights and then turn right. You'll see a subway. Go under there to cross over to the other side of the main road.
Okay, I go under to the other side.
Yes, then when you come out, you'll see the bus stop. And then you want to get the 214 bus.
214.
Yes, and ask the driver to let you off at Oxford Circus, okay? Just tell him what stop you want to get off at.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Unit 11, page 78.
I share a flat with a friend from work, Kate. She's a nice woman and we get on well. But there is one thing we always argue about. Cars. She loves her car. She goes everywhere in it. She's even given it a name. She calls it Jenny. Every day, Kate drives to work and I cycle. Kate thinks I'm mad. She says cycling is dangerous and dirty. You get all hot and sweaty, and she thinks it's hard and boring. Of course, the one thing she never says is it's slow. That's because every day she leaves the house 20 minutes before I do on my bike. Most days, though, we arrive at work around the same time. But quite often, she arrives later than me, because the traffic lights weren't working, or because there were roadworks, or because of a car crash on the main road into town, or because she couldn't find a parking space. I can always cycle past these traffic jams and problems. So it takes me more or less the same time every day. I guess it can be a bit dangerous sometimes. But only because there are so many cars. And anyway, I've never actually had an accident or fallen off my bike. And of course, cycling keeps me fit, which is why I'm still a size 10 and she's a 14. Although Kate doesn't like it when I say this. If I don't travel to places by bike, I prefer to go on the bus or the train. It's just more relaxing than going in the car. In the car, all you can do is listen to the radio or listen to music. But on public transport, you can read, listen to your Walkman, write letters, watch lots of different kinds of people, make new friends, or just sleep. Anyway, the thing Kate and I have been arguing about most recently is the new charge the council is going to introduce. They want to charge car drivers £5 a day to go into the town centre. That's £25 a week if you work there. They say this will stop people making journeys that they don't really need to make. It'll make the streets safer. It'll make the city safer to walk in and it'll cut pollution. Also, the council have promised to spend the money they make on improving public transport. I think it's a great idea. Kate, of course, is really angry about it. She calls it robbery and has said she's not going to pay it.
Unit 11, page 80. 4. While you listen. Conversation 1.
I'm sorry, do you speak English?
Of course.
Oh, is this the right platform for Leeds?
No, you're on the wrong side. You need to go over there.
Oh, right. I wasn't sure. Thanks.
Conversation 2.
Yes, madam?
Oh, I'd like a ticket to Manchester.
For today?
Yes.
And returning?
Yes, return.
I mean, what day are you returning?
Oh, okay, yes, Monday.
Okay, what time?
Sorry, I don't know. Do I need to?
Okay, I can give you a cheaper ticket, but it's not valid before 9:30.
Sorry? Please, can you say it again?
Do you need to come back before 9:30 in the morning on Monday?
I don't know. How much?
This is what I'm trying to tell you. If you come back before 9, it's peak hour, so it'll be £175.
100?
Yes, but if you come back after 9:30, it's £50 return.
50? Oh, still very expensive.
There are cheaper tickets, but you have to book in advance.
Eh?
In advance. Listen, there are people waiting. Do you want the ticket or not?
Yes.
Okay, so I guess that's the standard saver return to Manchester. It's only valid for off-peak trains. That'll be £50. How are you paying?
Do you take card?
Yes, that's fine. Can you sign here? Okay, thank you. Next, please. Where are you travelling?
Conversation 3. Yes, sir.
Hi, I'd like to rent a car for the week.
Certainly, sir. What class of vehicle would you like?
Probably just the cheapest one you've got, to be honest.
I am afraid we don't have any available, but we do have a Renault Clio, which is Class B. That's the next cheapest.
So how much would that be for 1 week?
€300. That includes unlimited mileage, so you can drive as much as you like during the week without paying any extra.
Okay. Does that include insurance?
No. There's a €60 charge for that, I'm afraid.
Okay. That sounds all right. I'll take it.
Okay. In that case, I'll need your passport and driving license, please. And then you'll need to leave your credit card number for the deposit.
Conversation 4.
Sorry, do you speak English?
A little.
I want to go to the Museo do Chiado.
Museo do Chiado.
Could you tell me what stop I have to get off at?
Yes, sit down.